Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Both Jeremiah and Sue sent me a story that is one of these crazy ones that we got to talk about. From the New Hampshire Union Leader, Mark Hayward wrote the article. Woman accused of impersonating prosecutor so she can drop criminal charges against herself. A Littleton woman allegedly impersonated a Hillsborough County prosecutor when she filed bogus documents to court officials declaring that the drug possession and stalking case against her had been dropped, according to recently released indictments. The woman lives in Littleton. She faces a charge of false personation. That's false personation, not false impersonation. False personation. And 6 charges of falsifying physical evidence, according to Hillsborough County grand jury indictments handed up earlier this month. And yes, they hand them up, not down. I'm not making this stuff up. The indictments allege that Landon submitted the fake documents in 3 different court cases last November and December. In several instances, she used the New Hampshire court system's electronic system to file documents. In November, Hillsborough County prosecutors became suspicious when they heard from a state forensic examiner who had been scheduled to perform a competency evaluation on the woman. The examiner saw a notice in the court file that prosecutors had dropped the charges. The examiner wanted to know if the examination should, in fact, go forward. The file purported to contain a nulla prosequi, which is a phrase meaning to drop the prosecution, filed by the assistant county prosecutor, but it quickly became evident to the state that the document, as well as other documents in the file, had been filed fraudulently, wrote the Superior Court judge in a ruling regarding the case. Indictments allege that the woman also filed an order falsifying a decision of retired Superior Judge Jillian Abramson to waive filing fees in a lawsuit she brought against the Hillsborough County. She allegedly filed an order on behalf of a relative also to halt guardianship proceedings involving her child. Now, the woman's history includes criminal charges in Manchester related to stalking and possession of methamphetamine, and the grand jury also returned indictments of burglary and theft, along with the things of false personation and falsifying physical evidence. And the weird part is that while this is a crazy story, she impersonates a prosecutor so she can drop charges against herself. You hear about things like this once in a while because courts are largely places where documents get filed and processed, and then everything happens as a result of documents. So if I sue somebody, I file a lawsuit, which is called a complaint. If they answer the lawsuit, they file an answer to the complaint. If they decide to sue me back, they would counterclaim me with a counter complaint, and then the litigation would see the file getting thicker and thicker, and it's just paper being filed. Now, I understand that nowadays a lot of the filing is electronic, so the stack of paper is virtual, but it's all documents that get called up on a computer screen. You look at them, you read them. If you want to, you can print them. Okay, so people have figured out, they go, wait a second, if a judgment is just a piece of paper with words printed on it and stamped by a judge, that piece of paper is now worth $2.3 million. How hard is it to get a piece of paper, print some stuff on it, and hit it with a stamp? And there have been people out there who've done that. And unfortunately, there's whole groups of people who've done that along with declaring they don't need driver's licenses. But there have been also other situations. I remember hearing a few years back where some guy who'd spent enough time in jail, transferred between holding cells and jails and courthouse holding cells and then prisons, that he noticed that whenever the sheriff would show up to say, I'm coming to get somebody, he'd have a piece of paper in his hand. And he'd show the piece of paper to somebody. They'd look at it and confirm it, go, okay. And then they would release a prisoner. And I remember hearing stories about where guys had walked somebody else to the process of how to create a piece of paper that looks like that. And then they would dress up to where they looked kind of like a cop. And they'd walk into a jail and go, yeah, I'm here to pick up so-and-so. Taking them to court, taking them here, taking them there, whatever. And if you got a decent enough looking piece of paper and a lazy enough guy at the window who doesn't check this stuff, next thing you know, they're releasing some guy to his buddy with a fake piece of paper, and they walk out the door and they disappear. So that happens also. So here, this is the first time I've ever heard of this one, where the woman dropped criminal charges against herself because somebody somewhere would spot that. There's no way that could fly under the radar forever, because I suspect that the prosecutor's got a stack of cases that they're getting ready to handle, and somewhere along the line, no notices would start coming over regarding one case because something got keyed into the system. but the file's still sitting on the desk. Now, I suppose if the prosecutor's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of files, and they have other people working with them, and they just, you know, glance at the thing and go, oh, yeah, this case has been dismissed, and that could happen. But it seems highly unlikely, because there's enough people involved in cases where someone's going to go, whatever happened to that case? So let's assume for a moment that this person was charged with stalking, and it appears that that was what one of the charges was stalking. So presumably there's a victim who complained and said, this woman's stalking me. And that person would eventually be called as a witness in the case of the prosecution of stalking, okay? So the victim's going to go, why did I never get called regarding that? And they might call. How come nothing ever happened? The police officers who responded on that call might wonder, whatever happened to that? And the prosecutor, depending on how memorable the case is, might even remember that. And so I've been in conference rooms before where there's prosecutor, a couple of cops, a couple of attorneys, we're all sitting around chewing the fat, whatever that means. And one cop will turn to another prosecutor and go, hey, whatever happened to such and such case? And they go, oh, it's coming up, or, oh, that guy pled, or, you know. But they have cases that they are aware of and they think of and they remember. So the odds that the woman could get the prosecution against her dismissed on several cases with no one noticing would seem highly unlikely. I guess if we're not looking at any morality here, you got to give her credit for at least trying. But the even crazier part is that he, the forensic examiner, had been scheduled to perform a competency evaluation, and he was going to evaluate whether she's competent to stand trial. And I suspect her odds were better before she did this, because this shows a level of understanding of what's going on to the point where she even knows which documents she'd like to have filed with the court to make her case go away. So I suspect that her examination, if it were to go forward now, the guy's going to come back and go, yeah, she knows what she's doing. Look what she did with all those documents. So, crazy, crazy case. But again, charged with stalking, possession of methamphetamine, and there were three different court cases, all of which were purportedly dismissed because of fake documents that the fake prosecutor filed to drop charges against herself. Jeremiah and Sue sent it to me. Thank you very much. Mark Howard of the New Hampshire Union Leader wrote it. It's a great story. I suspect it's going to get some traction in the next few days. You're going to see this popping up on national news. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. And I will let you know that this shirt I'm wearing right now was sent to me by a viewer. And some thought went into it. And it's actually a bit of a story shirt. So I'll stand up and hope that you can figure out what's going on in the shirt. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A friend was reading a book called Conquering Einstein's Law of Gravity, a very good book, which they couldn't put down.